Alaska Congressman Don Young says he's never smoked marijuana, but recognizing that his constituents have voted to legalize it, Young says he wants to change federal law to help marijuana entrepreneurs do business. As APRN Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports, the pot issue has Young joining forces with congressmen of different stripes.
They call themselves the Cannabis Caucus, two Republicans and two Democrats in the U.S. House who want to ease federal restrictions on marijuana. Young says one of his top concerns is that marijuana retailers can't use banks. He says cash attracts trouble.
And my goal is to make sure that if I am in the business, like we have quite a few in Alaska now, as they do this business, they can run it as a business, get loans from banks, and put the revenue back into the banks as every other business does.
Representative Earl Blumenauer says another goal is to make federal tax code fair for cannabis businesses.
They cannot, because of a provision called 280E, fully deduct their business expenses, requiring a much higher effective tax rate, and they have to pay those unfair taxes with cash because of the banking prohibition, which is insane.
The four lawmakers who founded this new caucus make for an odd lot. Blumenauer, a Democrat from Portland, is prone to bow ties and zealous about bicycle commuting. He's been working to legalize marijuana since the 1970s. Republican Dana Rohrabacher represents Orange County and some of the most conservative cities of California. He preaches the benefits of medical marijuana. He says someone gave him a cannabis-infused candle when he was suffering from shoulder trouble.
And I put it on my arm, and guess what? The pain went away for a couple hours, and I got sleep for the first time in weeks.
Colorado Congressman Jared Polis, a Democrat from Boulder, is socially liberal and a champion of his state's highly developed marijuana industry. And then there's Young, the longest-serving Republican in Congress.
I'm here primarily. I'm a conservative Republican, but I believe in states' rights.
To illustrate the odd politics of it, Young said Polis just this week accused him of being a puppy killer. No, Polis said.
I definitely didn't accuse you, Mr. Young, of being a puppy killer. I said the bill was a puppy-killing bill.
That was Young's bill to strike an Obama administration ban on predator hunting methods on national wildlife refuges, which the House just passed. It's unclear how many others will join the new cannabis caucus. This is a time of uncertainty for marijuana. More and more states are voting to legalize it, but the new administration could choose to enforce federal law more vigorously than the last. The new attorney general, former U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, sounded like a marijuana foe at a hearing just last year.
I mean, we need grown-ups in charge in Washington to say marijuana is not the kind of thing that ought to be legalized. It ought not to be minimized, that it's in fact a very real danger.
Young says he's ready to butt heads with the attorney general if he has to. But Young and the rest of the cannabis caucus say they hope to achieve reforms in law so marijuana policy isn't subject to an AG's whim. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.